Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast.
That wasn't as good as Jorge.
To my right, of course, is Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up? How is everyone?
To my left, it is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. I am Big J. Okerson, and we are the Legion of Skanks. Thank you guys for being here. We have an amazing fucking show for you guys tonight with two amazing guests, everybody, that we should get out here right away. Our first guest, everybody, he's got a new podcast called Welcome to Talk Town, and nobody presents Greg Stone as special on YouTube, everybody. It is the hilarious Greg Stone. He's taking the long way. Yeah. Break through the crowd. Yeah, own it. Own the space. Own the space.
You're here.
I'm here.
You're here.
Greg Stone, thank you for joining us. Also sitting in with us tonight, everyone from the Dad Meat Podcast and, of course, the Tim Butterly Show on YouTube. Make some noise for the hilarious Tim Butterly!
Hello. Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Crushing buddy. Metal. Crushing metal. I like the songs they choose for everybody who comes out here. It makes it very fun. It gives you. It
lets can
you
know, Alex? Can you ask them the songs that they want to be introduced to moving forward? That's kind of a fun little thing. They can choose their own songs, choose your own adventure.
I like this. Yeah. How we find out what G Mike thinks of the guest.
Who is this? Who is this baby, Alex? It's your retarded black baby, and we also have black face baby now.
She has Down syndrome. I got
she
her
does?
From Amazon. Yeah, look at her face.
Wait,
look
really?
Her,
I thought she
clothes.
Was. I thought she was like a sassy black waitress.
So she's 2/5 of a person. How does that work?
No, I ain't sucking no damn titty. You better get that goddamn titty out of my face. I ain't gonna suck on that thing.
My father doesn't put his hands on me. Ain't no man gonna put his hands on me.
we got Blackface Baby at Skankfest. A fan gave it to us.
And Hate Speech the Bear still always need to be a skank's face away from ethnic people.
Say what you will about Blackface. Say what you will about Blackface Baby, but you know you should be outraged with his parents. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Blackface Baby as being your girl this whole time.
Damn, Dave. Mm. Way to misgender Blackface Baby.
Well, I think we're both guilty of assuming the gender of a baby to begin with.
Well, either way, there's a rainbow on the shirt, so we know Blackface Baby for sure, gay friendly.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
They got a rainbow on them, so whether it's a boy or a girl, they're probably going to switch it up.
There's no more race issues. It's all gay stuff now, so don't worry.
If people complain
Blackface
about,
Baby, super, super gay friendly.
If people complain about Blackface Baby, they should really understand that it's LGBTQ positive, so you can't complain about it.
Yeah. Is Blackface Baby sticking its tongue out?
I don't think so.
It's just a hole in the mouth?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah.
Which one's Blackface?
Come on. Come on, Craig.
No, that's not a real question, is it?
Could be the bear.
All right. Well, Greg, here's the good news. Here's the good news. It's multiple choice, and you have as much time as you need. Look at these three
babies.
Well,
to be honest, the first two don't count. This one could be that just someone sucked all the black off his arms. That's what I like
Ooh.
To think.
Okay.
That's a whole different way to look at it.
All right, guilty as charged. I do suck baby doll arms and legs.
It's a good defense for someone going, are you wearing blackface? You go, I was wearing total black body. But some lunatic came on and licked me except for my face. I fell asleep by a bunch of puppies.
I thought it was real chocolate.
We have a Halloween show coming up soon, and we used to do it in a most offensive costume contest. Mm-hmm. But the problem is too many people would show up in blackface.
Yeah, you'd imagine only one costume would show up.
Yeah, it's dude. It's just everyone's just, the whole audience is in blackface being like, did I win?
Guys, blackface Hitler? Blackface Gaza? Are you? A map of Gaza?
A wall of death between blackface and Nazis.
Yeah.
Hey, he goes, why do you have a full Nazi uniform, Halloween person?
I was gonna, but I ran out of paint. Just five hands. I'm like, here you go, buddy.
She goes, wait, you have medals on that uniform? Is that a real Nazi uniform? Go, were you a member of the...
Can I get in trouble for doing blackface as a Puerto Rican?
You can't get in trouble for anything, I've noticed.
Right,
I don't know what.
Comes to find out.
He said, I've noticed. Done.
Yeah, like if there was anything that could be taken away from you, it would have been taken away from you.
Well, I said the problem with Lewis, or I said the benefit for Lewis, I guess, is that like, you know, I said with that old article that they wrote about us where it's like the leader of this right-wing leaning neo-Nazi podcast network is...
Well, they were talking about me.
No, you're right. Is Luis J. Gomez. And you're just like, well, it's hard to read past that and take any of this seriously.
It's, we're many years past that.
My word.
Where it's just almost every, I think, like, Nazi group in America...
It has led, a Latin. They have a Latin leader.
It's either a Latino, a half black guy.
Really?
A fucking,
the Proud Boys had a Latino. Because, I'll tell you right now, because they know that we're easily susceptible to white theories and ideology.
Reba, reba.
And then, then they get to go, look, we got one. We're not racist.
You guys are a less educated Patriot Front.
Yeah, maybe the Patriot Front is like the one exception. I don't know about them, but I know they're Proud really Boys, fucking, like all Patrick? Of them.
It was like a Hispanic biker.
Yeah, and then I think he turned out to be a Fed.
They're all Feds. Obviously, yeah. They're all
also
feds.
A lot of them are Feds.
I'm not a Fed. Just so you guys know, there
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, right. Lewis is a fucking Fed.
I'm not a Fed, dude.
Lewis is a fucking Fed.
Yeah, dude, I'm not a Fed. You guys need to chill. I do have those glasses, but I'm not a Fed.
Lewis, you have all this tactical equipment.
He's also doing keto and not drinking.
I don't want to just say that, by the way, if it's not true, but I think he was a Fed. I might be wrong.
That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be that guy for Halloween.
Imagine you're a Fed. Under, you know, like a Fed going into the Nazis, but then your podcast really takes off, and you're like, I mean, do I just got to do this forever? Oh,
you have a Donnie Brasco yeah. moment where you're like, I don't really know anymore.
Who am I?
Am I the Nazi? Am
you
I the
gotta
Fed?
You got to give the people what they know. Want. Nazism.
You come home and hit your Jewish wife. You're like, I don't know where that came from. I've been fucking...
Well, quick, they always do that.
Take these boner pills.
It's always like somebody will get caught doing like whatever, whether it's January 6th or being in the Proud Boys or whatever, and then they always like show a guy who's like in prison for the next 4 years. Years, and it's like, but he's got a black wife. It's a black chick with five half white kids. She's left to fucking raise these kids. I hear your giggle back there. You probably have a fucking half black wife, you fucking Nazi. You fucking little fucking Arab Nazi.
Oh, yeah. We got a brown Nazi in the back. We got a ton of them.
That's right, folks.
They're all over the place. You know what? Someone's got to do something about these minority Nazis. You know what I mean?
Like, you know.
We need a final solution for all these brown Nazis.
The first solution would be, tell me how it's possible, how it makes any sense.
They come here illegally. They're taking all our racism.
They're taking our racism.
Well, it's funny because, like every group in like every group, including the Nazis, including all the people who fought the Nazis, were all fucking racist because it was the 40s. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All of them were like, yeah, let's keep this shit white.
Yeah.
But like,
but not that
but
way.
It just seems, and everyone grew into being like multicultural. The Nazis just seemed like the toughest one because it's like, I thought that was your whole thing.
It's time to organize.
That you did. But yeah. Even them, isn't that the ultimate admission that they lost? Is that even they're like,
what,
all man? Right, we need some fucking Puerto Ricans in this group if we're ever going to get off the ground. All right, obviously.
Like, look, Puerto Ricans got hustle and ideas. I'm telling you right now.
You can weave us baskets using palm or whatever.
Yeah, you want a Puerto
chop
Rican.
Chop coconuts. You always with want machetes.
A Puerto Rican. Every time you have a Puerto Rican in the group, he's going to be the guy that, you know, he's got a lot of ideas. He's got dirty fingernails, but he's got a lot of ideas.
He has a truck we can use.
Even on a desert island, that guy will figure out a way to make a pinata for your birthday. Right.
They're the Nazis in the high viz vest. Slamming Coronas after work.
He smells pretty bad in there, man. I don't know if I can go back tomorrow.
The manual labor job of digging mass graves.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like when Greg gets...
I can't keep burying Jews, man.
When Greg gets high on the Legion of Skanks, it gets weird, and I fucking love it.
I've already sat down and went, how the fuck am I going to get home?
No.
I got a car. I'm going to sit in my car for 6 hours.
Yeah, you are. Do you want to try it? By the way, I'm not drinking alcohol. This is a weed-infused drink. Somebody in Sacramento or San Francisco showed up with these weed shots, and they've been making weed drinks for me at the stand now. This fucking rules.
That's awesome. I swear to God, I'm just saying this as a kid who was born in the 80s. Yeah, right. Born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. It is, coming these back-to-back topics, it is substantially less weird to me that the Nazis are led by blacks and Hispanics. What's much weirder is that you can drink weed.
Yes.
That's much weirder to me.
Delicious.
That you could be three glasses in and go, guys, I gotta stop. I'm stoned. I can't do this anymore.
I have no idea how this is gonna affect me. If this works, I'd need them to like sponsor my life, because how cool is that? Cocktails with weed? How fun is that?
The next one, I'm gonna unbutton my top button.
Aunt Lewis is fucked up off of the weed coolers again.
Auntie Lewis.
Well, I drank in when I was in Austin. I was drinking. They were like Delta 9 infused, like sodas almost. They were like fizzy. They were like 10 milligrams, though they weren't strong enough. This was 100 milligrams. This one's 250. We're gonna have it split it up into two.
It's gonna get wild.
But don't worry, guys. He drank it all at once, so we'll see how it works.
Well, now this one, and I'm already feeling it. I'm without a doubt feeling it. This one, I'm gonna have him.
No, you gave me some of that one.
I gave you a couple sips.
Not sure. That many.
It's good, right?
You just fooled me. I thought that was real.
It tastes like cucumber water.
Tim, do the sound effects for Mine and Jay's friendship.
Thank you, Lewis. That's really good, buddy. I love your weed drink so much. I don't feel like a fucking faggot at all taking a sip out of another man's hand. And cucumber, too. Oh, that's one of my favorite meats. Dope. Wow, you're such a good friend.
This is a good bit.
Fooled me again.
We'll go back to that at one point. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, so I'm going to actually, Jake, I want another. Tell him to make, this one's grape flavor, though, so I need a black person style drink for this one.
Woo!
And I want some fun, like,
half
things.
Hypnotic, half cognac.
But tell him to only use half of it. I don't want to get crazy.
And half of whatever P. Diddy put in them drinks.
Oh, no.
I want to fuck Greg Stone.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, Greg, how bad do you want to be on podcast?
Greg Stone, if ever, to be honest with you, if we had to P. Diddy molest one of the people on the show today, it's you unquestionably. You have a boy-like charm.
But here's
Tim's thing. Almost a grandpa, we decided.
Can't rape what's unrapeable.
We're not raping you. We're talking
you can't
about...
rape the raped.
Because I have, I'm an improviser. I'm a yes and anything. Up until three, I don't know where I'm going.
I like that.
No, I hear what you're saying, dude. I hear what you're saying. Oh. It's like, yo, good luck maintaining that erection when I back it up into you.
Yeah. You have fantastic lips, and they look great for kissing, is all I'm saying.
I hated mushrooms. My wife likes mushrooms. She makes me eat mushrooms every day. Now I like mushrooms.
You're talking about, not shrooms.
Mushrooms with penis.
No, I thought, you got mushroom raped.
I got mushroom raped.
You got forced into loving it.
No, but now anything.
But that's the Mike Tyson line. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you till you love me.
Yeah.
Your wife mushroom.
Also, mushroom
raped
is how, if I was a child, that's how I would describe it. If you didn't really understand what was going on, it's like he raped me with his mushroom.
I didn't see how you were going to possibly connect those two.
I had a thing of going for the mushroom tip of a penis. I saw it going there.
Okay.
Jay, your nails pink now? That's cool. It's not even Easter.
Huh? Is that what I should do?
Meet the neo-Nazi with pink fingernails.
That's right. Take this, gays. Watch out.
I can't believe... I wish we could go back in time and never do that bit. You are consistently matching your bracelet with your fingernail paint these days.
Did that work out this week?
This old Jay, I love it.
Jay's hands are Brett the Hitman Hart themed.
The excellence of execution.
Dude.
That's what I say before I whack off two guys.
Dude. All right. Bye.
They call me the sharpshooter.
All right. Just
the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Just a quick Brett the Hitman Hart aside, and I know this is kind of hacky. Like, I know this has been said before, but I did just watch the fucking Vince McMahon wrestling thing. And, dude, there's just no amount of times that I could watch a documentary about the Montreal screw job. And every single time, I'm like, Bret Hart is so wrong. It's so ridiculous.
Well, let me
He refused to fake lose his title that he won. Uh-huh. You're like, dude, what are you doing, man?
You understand the business side of it. Dude.
Imagine if he earned it.
Imagine if the emperor was like, no, Darth is not killing me. I know I said I was. But I think I should stick around. just be like, what the fuck, man?
I've got some story beats for you.
It's a whole agreement, man.
Leonardo DiCaprio at the end of fucking Titanic. He's like, dude, I'm not drowning. Actually, she's going to get off. She's going to drown. It's crazy.
I'm an artist. She's some dumb chick who came and ride a horse with her legs wrapped around
it. Like, none of this is real, man. Yeah. We wrote the lines, and we wrote them this way. Just do it.
Brett's, like, actually mad. He's, like, breaking things. He's like, Brett, it's fake. Did anybody tell him? None of this is real, Brett.
I can't believe you had me fake lose when I was supposed to fake win.
Dude, and I'm sorry, but imagine you're scripting a fake fight. Everyone works for you. You fucking dictate how it goes. And then Brett's like, nah, man, I'm not going to lose. And then Vince McMahon goes, okay. Sure, dude.
Yeah.
You're just not going to do what I want, and I guess it'll go your way. And then he goes, hey, ref, tell everyone he lost. And the ref's like, he lost. And Brett's like, I never saw this coming. How did this possibly backfire in my face?
Bret Hart is a retard.
A fake double-double cross. A fake double-fake cross.
How did I trust? I put all of my trust in this fake referee who works for Vince McMahon.
Hold on. I'm going to get the big boss man to arrest you.
Yeah. He appeals to the athletic commission to have it overturned.
Oh man, I'm out of a job. I guess I'll have to borrow a few bucks from the $1 million man.
Somebody's gonna get reported to Irwin R. Scheister for their shady business practices.
I'm gonna look into your books. We're gonna go into your books, Mr. McMahon. I'll tell you what, Vince, you're dead.
And luckily, I literally know a dead man. By the way, he's gonna come. He hangs with a pallbearer.
After the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, I mean, look at that bad boy.
After the Montreal Screwjob, Bret the Hitman Hart went backstage famously and knocked out Vince McMahon.
Right, that's supposed to be.
Didn't even fake punch him.
He just goes back and viciously assaults an older man.
By the way, and then a few years later, to make up for it, they just dropped his brother from the fucking roof.
he was like, oh, that's right. You got the last laugh. All right.
Vince jumped the shark on that.
Vince McMahon's a piece of shit. He goes, yeah, you think so?
Don't worry.
Okay, point taken.
They go, hey, Owen. And he's like, hey, man, I hope there's no hard feelings about what happened with my brother, man. That's not me. That's my brother.
Dude,
no problem, Owen. Hey, so for your next bit, you're going to stand at the top of the Empire State Building.
You're going to be a laughable character no one gives a fuck about. And then we're going to drop you from the fucking ceiling. Yeah, that's all in the up and up. Dude, Bret the Hitman Hart, he's too much of a big deal in wrestling for a guy I never... I always thought he was like a fucking background guy always.
Yeah, but then you get older and you find out like the true blue like wrestling dude's like, no, he's actually what it's really about, dude.
Of course,
like,
but the thing at the problem is they always go... And because of that, and then like Goldberg ended his career because Goldberg didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And I go... Goldberg all day over Bret the Hitman Hart, dude. Goldberg coming out and snorting.
That's fireworks and shit.
Huh?
That's crazy.
No, I liked Bret the Hitman Hart a lot. I wasn't a Bret the Hitman Hart fan,
but every kid had the fantasy of being cage side, and then Bret Hart chooses you like a weird little homo.
Nope. I didn't want to have those.
I wanted those glasses so bad from Bret.
Can I tell you why?
I'll do you one better. We
all bought the glasses, Dave. Obviously.
Did you too?
Yeah, I literally
bought those glasses and literally would have the glasses and in my heart of hearts pretend that like Bret the Hitman Hart had just given me these.
Let me tell you something. I'll do you one better.
None of us had dads.
I had the glasses. I would go to the thing, right? And then I'd put the glasses away. Even though I wasn't even close to the thing, I was like, what if he sees somebody further back, but he doesn't want to give me
glasses?
What if
he thinks he already gave me glasses?
Can I tell you what? Call this. This is at a time where I was being raised by my mother and a Jewish grandmother very much. I had a friend who went to wrestling very young who got the Bret Hart glasses.
Oh.
And when he brought them back, I saw the low quality and put that as more judgment against Bret Hart. I'm like, these things are a rubber band.
Question.
Fucking...
He got them from Bret.
Yeah.
Did you watch it on television? No. Was this a lie?
Sure.
This was a lie that this kid told everybody at school.
And turns out,
Bret the Hitman Hart just gave you Big Bird sunglasses. They weren't even the sunglasses.
Maybe ruined even
Hart
more.
Wore.
No, maybe he bought them for sure, but either way,
My uncle knows Vince McMahon. He got me front, and he pointed
No, it wasn't
out,
that
dude.
Crazy, but let's go 100% he's bullshitting. Yeah. Either way, the quality of those things were garbage shit.
They were fine.
They're a fucking... No, it's not.
They had a
It's a rubber band.
But no, they had foam.
And foam, though. Stay, keep it on your face so it doesn't hurt.
Nah, dude, I don't care. Those were 92 fucking...
They were cool. Holy shit, dude.
Nope.
Jay, look at yourself.
I didn't
now.
Like the quality.
You have pink fingernails.
Jay, Bret Hitman Hart.
This is a gel manicure. It doesn't cost a fucking arm and a leg, but it's not fucking bullshit. It's not just bullshit fucking black gunk you had someone throw on your fucking piece of shit hands.
I painted mine myself because I'm an artist.
Oh, gayer.
Let me ruin Bret even more. Yes.
But it's too late to ruin him.
Let me tell you this. Every kid that got the glasses.
Shut up over there.
Predetermined. You never had a shot. That was always the rich kid or the uncle or the sorter.
You think so?
Yes. Never did someone.
So you think they were marked?
Yes. No. They were all marked. We never had a chance. Poor people never had a chance.
Fuck, Canadians
suck. Not even
suck.
For the fucking
Canadians
glasses,
suck. Canadians suck.
You think
Canadians
they're not picking
suck.
What kid's getting that? Vince's nephew. They're fucking picking.
Yeah, fuck you, Bret Hart. That's why you tapped out to Shawn Michaels' sharpshooter.
Also...
I mean, that is pretty disrespectful to make him tap out to his own move
in Canada.
He
did it in the worst way. Oh, it's so great.
Oh, he quit. What a bitch.
By the way, everybody in the back lying is the funniest thing, too, afterwards. He goes, did you know, like his wife's going, did you know Hunter? Hunter's like, I didn't even know this was a possibility. He was like a mastermind of the idea. Bro, Shawn Michaels, when he drops out of the ring, he's going to Bret Hart. He's like, I don't even know. He's holding the belt. He's like, yeah, I'm the champ.
Did you know,
I
Shawn?
Know,
did
you know?
I'm just surprised.
I didn't even want to win. Yeah.
Sean's like, no, I had no idea.
You deserve this thing. Fucking nice.
Is that real gold? So no, funny. Dude, I didn't know about your dumb husband getting loose.
Well, we'll just talk to them later. They probably made a mistake.
all right, let's move on. We have a lot to talk about on today's show.
We were finally in my zone.
I feel like no one except for Annoying Laugh Guy likes this conversation right now. The whole audience is sitting here silently except for
Annoying Laugh Guy. He just likes it the most.
we have a lot to talk about on today's show. First of all, I want to figure out why these lesbians are here, and we're going to get to the bottom of that before the end of the show.
Why are you assigning them lesbians?
I'm assuming they're lesbians.
Listen.
I'll be honest, I don't mean this in a mean way, but I made eye contact with this guy first, and I almost went, Lewis, it's a dude. Like, what are you talking? I mean, I get where you made the mistake, sure, but like...
I assume they were lesbians.
Maybe.
I thought they were holding
each other.
I see
why you think she is a lesbian for sure.
She might be a Muppet.
She's the lesbian Muppet to introduce kids to alternative
lesbians. Look, they're lesbians. They're dyking out now at Rolf.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What are they doing here? Watching the show, man. Taking it in. They don't have to scissor constantly, Lewis. They can take in some light, fair entertainment.
But how would they stay charged with energy if they're not constantly scissoring?
Oh, because scissoring's a whole thing. I assume they both have wolf and bushes, and they get mangled up. I don't know how it works.
No, I'm assuming lesbians don't have big bushes because they're eating each other out all the time, dude. Eating each other out is such an ugly way to put it.
All the time.
Eating each other out.
It depends what kind of lesbian you're dealing with. There's going to be the granola-y big bush lesbian for sure.
Hiking.
Hiking. A little bit of road rash down there. And then the shaving. The shaving's just going to cause a lot of ingrown hairs and red marks because they're very active, you see.
I think if you're a lesbian, you're more than likely completely shaved down there. I think more often than not.
I would tend to disagree.
And I'm assuming that their vaginas smell delightful.
I think the ratio of lesbians who have a big bush is higher than the rate of like straight chicks. I think you're more likely to have a bush as a lesbian.
No, I think lazy.
Thanks, man.
Lazy.
I mean it.
No, AJ, I appreciate it. I mean it too. I appreciate it.
Listen, dude, if there's one thing you can count on me for, I shoot from the hip.
No,
all right.
Sure.
And I'm never gonna let political pressure dictate my opinions.
Dave
right?
Smith calls it like he sees it.
Crazy,
I'm just
it's
saying.
Crazy being here for this.
Listen, the vast majority of lesbians that I've met in the wild, and I say in the wild because I always have a spear.
You can hunt them in Ghana.
The vast majority I've met just don't look like the type who like, oh, they're probably completely shaven. They look like they've never even heard of shaving, and they're just going with what God gave them.
Well, all this said, if I was a betting man...
Mm-hmm. And you are.
And I am. If mybookie.com would throw something like this up there...
You owe us extra money. You didn't pay for that one.
I would say there's one bush at that table. And one no bush. And
Everyone knows who I think is which.
Well,
you think the lady on the left has a straight blonde bush?
Yeah. Well, I say, Jay, Thelma's got a bush, Daphne, slick.
Well, Jay, what if I were to tell you before you lay that bet, if you use promo code SKANKS, you can bet with some house money.
Imagine.
I don't know if that's true.
Option three, which is two ladies were at a show before the show. And they were like, maybe we'll stick around and see what the next show is about. And all of a sudden, someone's like, you got one bush on both of you. And they're like, hell yeah, man.
It's possible.
Legion of Skanks, that's probably like all the day.
They both might have a half bush each. You're right.
Good call, Greg. Maybe have. Did you ladies know what the show was before you came in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys
had a good time. Okay.
They're fans.
Well, we always worry that there's someone just like, we'll go watch.
Yeah.
And, like, and then we feel bad when they're in the back going like, what the fuck's happening? But I was
there a Hispanic guy chanting white power?
I wasn't wrong. You guys are lesbians, right?
No.
Hold on.
You buffoon.
Hold on. Time out. Oh, but you're something.
I'm sorry about my friend.
No, there's something.
Something.
There's something, but you're like, we don't label ourselves lesbians.
What are you, a
lesbians.
Sir or a they?
You don't have vaginal sex with each other.
No.
Never. She wants to.
I don't know,
this is her fantasy.
Saying, no.
This has been her fantasy for 15 years. You've been best friends. 6 years.
Yeah.
Look, she would.
But the lady on the right has a. This is unrequited love.
You said you would.
Oh my God.
Oh, she definitely would. I'm getting...
What? She's like, what? No, we're just totally friends. What do you even mean? What are you talking about?
She's like, if you keep saying this, she'll stop showering with me.
Wow.
I've been that girl to another girl before.
I'm cool being friends.
That girl, yeah.
I'm cool, totally cool.
No,
being
I think
friends.
What we have is cool.
Oh no, yeah, whatever. We could just sleep in the same bed and I'll hook up.
Hey, can you pick me up? Someone else just fucked me and was mean to me. Will you pick me up in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Yeah, no, I wanted to do that.
Did you ever have? I definitely had when I was like in high school, like girls who were friends of mine who I totally was like into, and like but it like got brought up, you know what I mean, like in whatever, not this context, but like someone was like, oh, you guys are probably banging or something like that, and the girl who's your friend who you're totally into was like, ew, no, disgusting.
Oh, my brother,
neither of us want to do that. You
oh
gotta go.
God, and then yeah, you tell Dave,
yeah, but you gotta like
take it away, Dave.
But you
make noises, come on. Yeah.
Oh, what are you gonna eat your sister's delicious pussy?
Oh my God, dude. Imagine how disgusting it would be if I sucked your dick.
Oh my God, read my lips that you stare at when I talk,
but then like at 15, having to be the dude and just be such a phony that it crushes your soul that when she does that, you go, oh my God, you blowing me. Disgusting. Yeah. Ah, rather shoot myself in the
my
face.
It'd be like,
what am I into, great bodies and hot chicks?
Wow.
Yeah, I've been that guy so many times, it's crazy. I should have just been like, yeah, I would fuck you.
I was kind of that guy to my wife in high school. I was that guy to my wife in high school for real.
Really?
Yeah, I knew my wife in high school. We weren't together, but I...
But you wanted her and she...
At some point, I fell desperately in love with her. And she had a different boyfriend. And I was just like, I'm going to let that play out. And then it did.
And you friendshiped her still, though.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually cared about her. So it wasn't like gay or anything. But bro, years later, loop
what,
back
what if
around.
It was like another comic that we knew, but it was somebody like
my
ridiculous?
God, so fucking funny. Derek Gaines.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, what's up, Shorty? Yeah, she's the fuck Derek Gaines.
Well, that'd be better than Shane. Shane be the soft one because you're like, shit.
Like, would it be better?
I could be living in a mansion palace.
It's like, yeah, if you're into that kind of thing. It's like when a guy's too jacked, it's like, yeah, and the girls don't even like that.
What really would you rather?
You can't wrap your arms around him because he's just crazy.
Your ex being with a super successful rich guy that makes you insecure, or a black guy with a big cock that makes you insecure?
Whoa. Well, you know,
would you rather she be with a black big dick or a white big dick?
Listen, yeah, you know, I could keep failing for the rest of my life and die thinking I'll make it, but there's no getting over the black dick.
Oh, I go the other way.
Right, right. Like, you don't have any dream that you could have a big black dick.
It's never like, babe, I'm actually getting some responses on some of this big dick stuff. Tacoma is looking like I might get some big dick there. You know what I mean? There's none of that. There's no hope for the future.
Like, it's not even like
no, I definitely, I'd rather definitely have the ex go with a big big black dick over much more successful.
Well, that's the only way you can come.
Yeah, yeah, it's the only way I can.
Yeah, sure.
But no, I would definitely like I would definitely be like, if someone was more successful, I'd be like, damn, real glow up for her. Fuck that. Yeah. Let her get bashed up by a big, huge dick. It's her pussy. It's gonna start falling out at some point.
Yeah, she deserves it, you know.
She deserves it. Yeah.
If it's left up to me, if you're telling me like I have to deny that for her entire life, I'm like, I'm not gonna be that guy.
No, yeah, I was just, you know. You were able to walk around the next day and not have your fucking pussy falling out like a slinky between your legs.
It's so funny,
yes,
because
this
generation, like, we talked about your daughter dated a black guy. It's not even slightly weird, right? But I remember in high school, there was one girl who dated a black guy in my school, and it was like, they would walk down the hall.
Ha, you're fucking the slave.
They would walk down the hallway, and it would
black guys, do you see how Jews treat you guys? Makes me fucking sick, man.
Yeah, we did it.
Well, there was something interesting. Very organically in my school, it was like, though everyone was friends, the friend groups crossed over plenty, like race and stuff, but like the dating was always like white, black, black.
Yeah, our generation
just kind of split off in that. And then we thought it was so cool when I moved to South Jersey. My buddy Glenn was a white dude who just liked and got black chicks, and we were all like, what's your foot? And again, it wasn't based off of...
What's your secret? Barbecue sauce. No. I always have barbecue sauce in my pocket. Yeah. They just smell me. They come right to me.
I go, yo, you smell barbecue sauce around here? He goes, I did. Hey, that's a really nice sweater you have on. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're opening up a new stand over here or something. New Ripley's.
Sweet Baby Ray's body spray.
Yeah, I spent a little bit on my neck, a little bit on my wrists.
But I'm telling you, when he started dating, when we see him like dating these hot black chicks, we would be like, what it made us all think, we realized then it wasn't like that we weren't attracted to black girls. We definitely were. I don't think anybody really, because it was just like, they're going to laughably say no. Yeah. Like, it's like they're supposed to be with like a black, cool hip hop guy.
Right.
Not with me, you know what I mean?
I never really saw white guys with black chicks at all until, like, I moved to New York City, you started seeing, like, Puerto Ricans at, like, heavy metal music, you started seeing black chicks with white guys,
I know you've
gay people, trans.
You, in my high school, and I remember, Lewis, you telling me the same thing for yours, and this was in Brooklyn, so in New York City, but literally in the fucking cafeteria, dude, by the time you got in there, it had broken up into, like, black table, fucking... you know, like whatever else there was like a Latino table, and then I went to a mostly white high school, so those would be like one table each, and then the rest of the cafeteria.
This happened
would
in kindergarten. Check this out. In kindergarten, it happened. Everyone broke into racial segregation. The Hispanic kids and this is, you know, 1987 or whatever. So they didn't. Now they don't do that. Now they'll assign you seats. Obviously,
1987. They were like, it's so cool. We're putting them under the same roof.
Yeah.
Right. So like, just.
But all the Puerto Rican kids sat with each other. All the white kids sat with each other. All the black kids sat with each other. Guess which table I sat at?
White kids.
The fucking white kids. I was
he always knew, folks.
And I just, this little brown kid sitting amongst the white kids, they were all looking at me.
Hey, it's like, you guys want to start a podcast?
I'm certain when I was growing up, there were some friend groups that may have been like all black or all white, but I'm just telling you, that was like a weird, I guess in hindsight, like a weird thing now to think that like friendship-wise, no one ever thought about that. Like I've like, there was years where like my best friend was like a Jewish kid or like Dwan Niles. You know what I mean? Like I had like I never really thought of that, but the dating, and then as I got like a little bit older, like later, like teen years, like my black friends were definitely fucking white chicks for sure. But it wasn't going much the other way, except for my buddy Glenn. God damn, that guy knew how to pull black pussy. Yeah,
how do you get black pussy? What's the way?
He was just
he did all the stuff. No, it wasn't that.
He was slap box him at a bus stop.
He was a chubby guy. He's a chubby guy too, but he just his chick now is like Hispanic and hot, and she's like, but he's like, he was a chubby dude. He just had a car. He had a Honda Accord hatchback. Put some strobe lights underneath it. He picked music that he would thump like to make like he just knew his audience.
Scream at them in crosswalks
and went for it. And he would end up with like these girls who were like cross-country runner black chicks where they were like, they had the Wishnick troll hair, like, but then they'd show up and their bodies were fucking insane, dude. And we were so happy for him. We thought he was the coolest to be able to do it. We're like, this girl would never talk to us.
Did he ever break it down for you? Did he keep it a secret?
No. He just...
Maybe you can't teach it.
I think you just go for it.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, that's the thing too. Like, they're all in their own circles. So it's way scarier because you got to infiltrate their circle.
Or just go for it. It's like, they love Nikes. So you just, they love a good catchphrase.
But growing up, the friendship groups were nothing like that. Friendship groups were all over the place, man. Like, it was, there was no like rhyme or reason to that. I thought that became weird. Like,
I don't think that's weird at all. You didn't grow up in the 40s. It's not like friendship groups were racially segregated.
No, by the time I was in high school,
I'm saying a lot of places say that where it's like the black kids over here, the white, it just didn't really segregate like that. But when I went to South Jersey, it was much more like that because there was like four black kids in the school, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was how it was in my part of Philly. It was a white hood. So it was a Catholic school, no minorities whatsoever. Just like
Where in Philly was this?
It was like a place called Harrogate, which is connected to like Kensington, if you know from the internet. Anyway. It was, it's pretty fucked up, but.
Can I say before you say that, an idea I have before I lose it, because pot will make this go away, but when you were doing the voice for me while Lewis was feeding me.
Try it again, hold on.
It was a pretty silly characterization.
This might be a bust of an idea or a $1 million idea. That we pick a bunch of comics and we just put on Kensington camera and we all pick a person in the video and do a voice for them. Maybe me and my friend John used that when we were kids with just TV, but that's such a steady thing that you could just choose a person to do. And God damn, would that be fun. Just, it's a Mystery Science Theater 3000 fucking Kensington Ave.
It's essentially, it's Milo and Otis, basically.
It might be the greatest idea.
We do heroin, Milo and Otis.
Lewis doesn't like it.
What, the idea?
Lewis is the idea guy. He hates my idea.
Jay has so much insecurity because sometimes I shoot Jay's ideas down in meetings and I don't like them. And no, I actually think it's a good idea, Jay, but...
Now what you doing over here, red hat?
I'll be the guy sitting down...
With the red hoodie?
No, you know what? I'm the guy that just turned around.
Now, the problem here is that everyone's behind a goddamn light.
This isn't a good video.
This is the worst view.
No, it'll be fine. Man, you got no other fucking police coming over here now.
We can't see anybody, Alex.
I know. God damn. Well, it's live, so you can't do anything about it.
Oh, is that
Who's
live
this fucking
right now?
Urban ninja?
Whoa, easy. Oh, ninja. Never mind.
The guys behind the sign are crowded around an illegal Beyblade match.
Yo. Am I crazy that little tiny motorcycle is the most expensive thing possible that shouldn't be sitting right there?
So this is live right now.
Yeah, this is happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is where Tim's from.
What is it? Look at the rat. Look at the little rat. I want to be the rat. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm the rat. Hey, what's up, guys? Don't take my bike. That's my bike.
I'm going to take this, if you don't mind. Sorry, guys. All my pants go below my booty hole.
You know what? I'm going to go in this hole because I do not like black people.
Yeah, this kid's going to college or working at McDonald's. He's doing fucking great.
This kid is either going to... That kid was walking with the vigor of...
Whoa!
I'm sorry. This is great, dude. Is this just one camera?
There's different angles.
Yeah, this is the best one. Sometimes people just die.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen the ambulance come and just take a body away because they just all fucking die. Well, there's, by the way...
The best one is whichever's popping at the moment because the one with the steps at the train station...
Yeah, that you can go to camera five. This is camera two.
Wow, this is insane.
If you go to camera five, there we go.
Sometimes this one pops off.
Oh, there's police right there. That's why they're acting all nice.
Yeah, those
there's
are
two
actually...
two female cops.
Are those transit police? I'm not even sure they're real police.
Got my big bag of everything in my life. I always travel with a big bag of everything I own.
This is...
Someone snags it. Oh, no, my bean pie business.
This is all of my belongings.
I can't believe I got to do this to go to nursing school.
I've watched a little bit of this. I think Alex showed me this. Am I right? Yeah, I think you taught me about it. But the craziest part to me always is just the regular woman walking by, like with grocery bags.
What is
like,
the point of this, though?
It's just
because
crazy
it's fucking crazy that this exists in America.
But whose camera is this? Is it some rich racist guy?
Some genius. A hilarious genius.
Did Anthony Cumia put these cameras?
I went down.
To prove a point?
When Kim came down and did my show, we drove down and like got on the camera to wave to our friends. And I was looking at the cameras, so I think it's the property owners of the buildings around there installed these cameras on their buildings and like monetize the YouTube.
And monetize the YouTube.
I think that's what's going on.
How many people are watching this right now?
It's not a ton.
50 at least.
It's not a ton. Yeah.
This camera's 266 people. The other one was 55.
More than anything I do.
Cool. Watching live. Yeah, about real ass podcast numbers.
That's not true.
Oh, let me tell you something. I bet Saturday at midnight it picks up because that's where. Dude, we were watching this on Bert's tour bus with McCusker, and on the camera five, he goes, "Is that Skrilla? Local drug dealer slash rap superstar Skrilla?" And it was.
Yeah.
It was Skrilla, and then Bert started going nuts and started going on Instagram, messaging out to Skrilla, and going, "Skrilla, we're watching you on a bus. Go outside. We're watching you. We're watching you." You see, McCusker eventually goes, "Hey, man, you shouldn't do this. This is like a dangerous guy." And you think, and then you see Skrilla come out of the club on the screen and come out and be like, looking around, like, "I know what you did last summer." Like, "What do you want from me?" He's freaking out. And then Bert's social media girl the next morning woke up and like fucking erased everything. She's like, "What are you doing?"
Oh my God. It'd be so funny if Bert came to Philly and got murdered by a 14-year-old in a ski mask.
Dude, Skrilla, you know who he is? You're a Philly guy. Do you know who he is?
He's a drill rap guy.
Yeah, he's terrible, but he, oh, they're just starting a fire. This is great, dude. This place rules.
Dude. We're going to survive another night.
Dude, someone should just.
This will keep the wolves away.
This is absolutely happening right this second.
I know, man.
By the way, when we first started watching the video, it wasn't as built up. They've built it up in this area, like almost like a little fort.
Bro, well, joke's on you. We got the toughest two women police officers in all of Philly right around the corner.
Look at this guy like, "Man, why do I fuck a bitch in this neighborhood?"
Yeah, I used to get off the train here sometimes.
God damn, dude. And you have to go over and go, "Hey, man, is that fire cool?"
It wasn't as popping at the time. It was always pretty, like, destitute, but now it's, like,
I don't want bad things to happen to people at all, but if this guy caught fire completely, if we watched him die...
He might!
If we watched him die a slow, burning death, it would make me so happy right now, and that's fucked up.
What the fuck is he possibly doing?
Let me tell you something.
Wait, is that warmth?
He's cooking, he's cooking.
My favorite game to play on this camera particularly, and this is a fun one, it's a really fun one, as people come into frame... You have to choose quick. Are they just passing through to go to that train station?
That's a great game.
Or is this their destination?
Yeah.
A lot of
this guy's going to go lead the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Sorry, guys.
He works overnight security at a building downtown.
At least this is a white ghetto.
I understand the appeal of this because it's like watching evolution. Like, you're like, they discovered fire. Like, oh my God, what are they going to do?
Well, now they're putting blocks together. They're like, they're really working together, which I like. Why does guy
have an
umbrella?
They're actually 15 years away from inventing the wheel.
And then eventually, dude, a guy just dies.
Dude.
And they just wheel him off.
And that's the cool part.
Someone should just do a talk show from here. They should just be like, "This is my talk show."
People go down there all the time and do
crazy documentaries.
Is there rap videos?
No, I'm saying,
Skrilla.
Right there where he's like, does his video to the camera.
100% Skrilla. Yes.
The most baller shit you can do right now in Philly is post location. And these dudes are just going live, like, "Yo, what's up? Here I am. You know, here's the block."
Skrilla lives here. He thinks this is awesome. He goes out in the street. It's called Zombieland. And he just is proud to like dominate the streets, but it's fucking crazy looking.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You could bring up, I forget the guy's name, the guy with the glasses and the mustache who does, and long hair. He went down there and it's all those people doing Trank and then talks to Skrilla for a while.
Yeah, man.
And they love him there, but he's just like locally famous.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah.
I liked your idea.
Thanks, buddy.
They got a baby too.
I mean, this is literally the cameras we're looking at.
This is the lead. Oh, that's that guy with the
fire.
Fire guy.
Fire's a regular thing down here.
And they got a baby. They have a cooler baby than us.
That's Loom Prometheus.
Yeah. Little black baby's getting
any
jealous.
Intellectuals in the crowd?
Oh, what the fuck?
Blackface baby, you don't even have demon eyes. You fucking pussy.
Who's more evil, blackface baby or this evil baby? We need an evil baby for the table now.
By the way, it's such a ghetto place. There's no race problems here at all. Tim, am I wrong about that? It's like, it's white, black, Hispanic. None of the problems here are race. Everyone's just trying to get the drugs.
Now, if you're a white guy walking through this neighborhood, it's a problem.
I promise you, it's not. Being white is not the issue.
No, yeah, I mean...
Maybe looking like you have some money or something, you might get annoyed a bunch.
No, I'm just saying, if
the really, that does no, tend to be white people shit.
No one really bothered me. No one really bothered me when I was still living there like 5 years ago, and I was taking that train line every day.
But you would also carry a demon baby on your neck.
Yeah.
To let them know that you were cool.
Well, you got
to
let them know.
Isabella said
but
that.
But you never had any problems walking through there?
Not really in that neighborhood at all. No one really fucked with me. I think everyone either assumed I was like a plainclothes cop or obviously a
you
serial
do
killer.
Have it undercover is a, cop in the 70s.
Serial killer or
by
undercover
the way,
cop.
That is a real thing in really hood neighborhoods. The one layer of protection that a white guy always has is that they think you're a cop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had that experience, and people thought,
deny being a cop like a fool.
Well, it almost seems crazier now, but like Lewis, if you could picture me back in the days when I'd be in Washington Heights with you or whatever, or if I was in Crown Heights when I was a kid.
Dave used to walk, dress, and talk like
a slob.
Anybody in here want to baton in the pot?
He would talk like Telly from Kids.
Well, I was a slob, really, is more the point. The idea that you thought, you're like, you think I have a government job and like pensions? And there's no way. But they were always.
Well, first of all, it's either white people are either Seth Rogen or the police. Like, they don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
You're
either corny or you're taking me to jail.
Yeah.
I've never.
I don't know, but I ain't messing with you.
And from far enough away, they just go, I'm not gonna get close.
I don't think I've ever been not bothered in a bad situation because I looked intimidating. It's never seemed to help much.
You think you look intimidating?
No, I'm saying the opposite.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you literally are showing your pink nails. You Guys, did look intimidating.
Why do you think I have money?
Jay, because you I would say you were an intimidating looking guy when I met you, and now you've crossed the threshold where you no longer are.
Well, I've lost weight, too.
The pink nails.
I've lost weight, pink nails.
Nope, it's the law. You're 6'3". You're still a big guy.
And my body's slimmer now.
No, it's not you being slimmer.
I probably lost a lot of intimidation because I really slimmed down a lot.
You're getting closer
and closer.
Jay kept
his intimidation in his outer level. Dude, that's gone.
You're almost at the point where you're like what they thought street bad guys would be like in the 80s.
Yeah, dude. I should be like a Death Wish 3.
Yeah, you and your family's going to die.
And by the way, I'm making fun of Jay. My nails are painted. They're just not pink. It's crazy.
Well, I went today. I said, let's fucking have some fun.
That's a wild thing. I don't want to make fun of you because I love you and I don't want you to feel bad, but... it's ridiculously gay. You can't have pink nails.
Buddy, I own my shit.
You don't.
Laugh at it all you want. I like it.
I think it's probably gayer to paint your nails and think it's not gay.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
It's gay.
It's gay to paint your nails and act like it's not gay.
Right.
That's you know what?
Yeah.
That was the thing.
Great point,
honestly. I'm not sure.
Lewis, you're gayer than me. Right.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm firing on all cylinders right now. Gay.
No, I'm gayer than you because I found out at Skankfest that I like my asshole being penetrated.
Boy, you love it.
You find out some things about yourself at Skankfest every year.
And now your only anger is that you waited all these years to find out.
Now when I hook up with a chick, I have to figure out a way to get her to put her finger in my ass. There's no way to ask. Right, ask ChatGPT.
Drill me like a dirty little bitch.
ChatGPT, what's the best way to get my girl to put her finger in my ass? They would give me an answer for sure. I'll ask the answer right here. Let's do plugs, and then I'll ask ChatGPT that. Let's do some plugs.
You got it. Mr. Butterly.
Hey, come see me do stand-up comedy in Tacoma, Washington next weekend. That's October 25th to the 27th. And then I'm doing three cities in Colorado and in Wyoming all in the coming weeks. Go to timbutterly.com for a schedule and tickets. And check out Tim Butterly's show. And check out Metal Girl Solid on Twitch, where I'm making my wife play through Metal Gear Solid, and she sucks so bad.
That's hilarious.
But it's so fucking fun.
Such a difficult game.
Bro, it's
such a difficult game.
Dude, forcing her to learn the lessons of a young boy is just what an experiment. It's like teaching a chimp sign language, dude. You have to be there for it.
It's like trying to get your cat to take a piss in the toilet. You're like, dude, this is going to be a process.
She had to learn how to button mash on stream, and it was like watching a parrot solve a puzzle. Anyways, great fun time. Thank you.
Mr. Stone.
Man, I'm so high. I think I'm in the new Thunderbolts movie. I might be, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think that's true either. I just said it. I got a podcast. Fuck, man. You got to look at it. It's new. It's fun.
Talk Welcome Town. To the Talk Town.
Yeah, man. And I got a special. Yeah, I don't know, man. Who cares, man?
Yeah. So I'm happy.
Everybody listening. They want to follow you.
Yeah. You can just send me some cash. Please. Please, man.
Just slide me some cash on the side. Don't be a dick.
Tip me like an old Italian.
Yeah, don't make me feel shitty about it.
A little something for yourself, huh? Good step.
Greg, but if you don't know Greg, that Greg is fucking hilarious, guys. Go watch his specials. Fucking hilarious, dude. Like, one of my favorite comics.
Free on YouTube. No reason not to watch it.
Come see me live on the road this weekend. I'm with Scott Chaplin, Portland, Maine. Those tickets are going to sell out, so get them in advance. Boston, Massachusetts, same thing. Gonna sell out. Get them in advance. And then New Britain, Connecticut. Get those tickets in advance. You know, because that one will, you know, it'll be good.
Make it sell out.
Yeah, make it sell out. Then next weekend I'm with Zach and Miko. We rarely go on the road together anymore, but me and Zach are going on the road, Baltimore, Maryland, October 24th through 26th. And then we're going to be in Washington, D.C. one night, October 27th. Then I got Toronto coming up in mid-November. In Tulsa, Oklahoma in December. A bunch of other stuff is going to be added to the website. So go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets. Come see me on the Mediocre Tour. Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code LOS, and you guys save $1.50 a month. We do a bonus episode of Legion of Skanks every Friday night, the Friday Night Hang. It's old school Legion of Skanks, just the three of us. You guys will fucking love it. It's an extra episode that you guys get just for subscribing. Plus, you get early access to this episode. You get pre-release, uncensored, ad-free. If you watch it on YouTube, we censor the fuck out of the show. If you want to see it uncensored the way we do it, you got to go to gasdigital.com and check out all the other pods that I do. The Regs, the new Lewis and Zach show. Guys, go subscribe to the new Lewis and Zach show YouTube page. We're reimagining and rebranding the Real Ass Podcast. It's now the Lewis and Zach show.
I like the logo a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. We want to blow it the fuck up. Shout out to Chris Creasy, who made that logo. And shout out to Crack and Miko, who made the intro. And shout out to the Total Bitch channel, who actually put together the intro. Oh, I hired him to put together the intro.
Nice.
The guy who's making hit pieces on all of us.
So funny.
He rules.
Fuck, it's funny.
But yeah, check out the Rags and check out Story Wars right here on Gas Digital.
Davey.
Well, before I do my plugs, I just got to say, as a hardcore real-ass podcast fan, I don't think I'm going to make the switch.
You're not making the leap?
I don't know.
Some people
like
won't.
The dynamic of Lewis and Zach? I don't know if that works.
Hey, look, you know what, man?
I love the real-ass podcast, but I don't know if Lewis and Zach can carry a show.
I didn't follow Conan at TBS. What are you going to do?
I will be in Kansas City. Oh, thank you. This is easier. At Kansas City, at the Comedy Club of Kansas City coming up. I love that spot. Looking forward to it. And then Poughkeepsie. As much as I hate to say it after the last few minutes, I'll be in Philadelphia.
Not that part,
at Helium.
Though.
And then Bozeman, Houston. And then I also got like a bunch of... I'm going to be doing, you know, a bunch of big podcasts over the next couple months because it's fucking election and all that. On election night, I'll be doing Patrick Bed-David's live stream on Valuetainment. I think this is going to be like the biggest live show during the election. In fact, I guarantee it.
He guarantees it, everybody. You heard it here first.
Guarantee may not apply. But that's going to be really cool. So comedy specials are both up on YouTube for free. Partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And that's all.
Fuck yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I got Buffalo Helium coming up, October 25th, 6th, and 6th. Sorry. Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. Going to be doing the after meet and greets if you want to come hang out at the Red Dog Strip Club from the famous Hulu documentary Red Dog.
Nice. That's fun.
It's so fun. And we did it last time I was there. So yeah, we're going to do meet and greets at that fucking old-timey strip club. It's great. Mothership coming up, coming home to Philadelphia. Tim Butterly going to be on those shows with me, as well as Mike Fenoya.
Oh, Story Wars.
Say again. What's that?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, no, for sure. And the Wednesday night of my weekend in Philadelphia, we're going to be doing a Story Wars at Philadelphia Helium. We added that to the late night on Wednesday, so that's going to be fucking awesome. We're going to fill that up. I got the Wilbur Theater, Providence coming up, all over the place. We're going to announce soon where we're going to be on New Year's Eve in the tri-state area with the Legion of Skanks. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. And, of course, Story Wars, America's favorite game show, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Oh, yeah, dog. Yeah, dog.
So here, I'm going to ask ChatGPT how to get a girl to eat my ass. Or no, finger my ass. Hold on.
You should just lay on your back and pull your knees up and spread your cheeks with your
hands. Hey, ChatGPT, are you there?
And if she doesn't get the hint.
Nope, that's not where it would be. Yeah. Nope, I was wrong.
Hello?
You were right and I was wrong.
Just tell her to listen to this podcast and she will know.
Hey, ChatGPT, are you there? You got to hook up to the Wi-Fi, Lewis.
What is the Wi-Fi down here?
Fuck all knows.
It doesn't show me a Wi-Fi. It says the stand group. It's all
probably the stand
Wi-Fi.
Group.
What's the Wi-Fi down
just
here?
Just keep sitting on her hand.
Forget it, guys. Forget the bit.
No, what? That was going to be a goodie.
It was going to be
a goodie. Oh, hey, Lewis. It's me, ChatGPT.
Alex, do you have the Wi-Fi?
She could just ask ChatGPT.
Yeah, we could ask ChatGPT from over here.
Yeah, but I wanted the voice.
Well, we can read it.
I'm down here, Lewis. Look at your phone.
Dude, if you could do a retard wish for ChatGPT. By the way, this is how inclusion is going to work. Eventually, they're going to be like, well, we have to do a retard voice, but the only people that are going to use it are people that make fun of retards. Dude, having a retard voice for your GPS would rule.
There's such a fine line between being offensive and doing a fantastic impression of something.
Yeah, true.
I also just texted you the password for the Wi-Fi.
Ooh, thank you. Nice. Is that for the stand group?
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex. I'll do that 1 second. You guys vamp.
Nice. Oh, hey, Dave.
Isn't it kind of crazy how Lewis got all pouty when it didn't have good signal?
He really stopped his phone. Like, I'm taking
whatever,
my ball going
man.
On. Everything's stupid. I don't even care.
We just won't even do this,
man. What am I going to do?
Stupid. No, we did the whole setup, and we're just going to go nowhere from there.
Well, you know, guys, we didn't have the fucking Wi-Fi password.
You guys are so fucking dumb.
It's not fair. Why do they password Wi-Fi? It should be for the people.
Hey, Alex.
ChatGPT, are you there? Hey, Alex.
It just doesn't.
Guys, I think ChatGPT's in trouble.
Hey, ChatGPT, next time, can you put lipstick on me before you fuck me?
I told you, Lewis, I don't want to be on this podcast.
I don't agree.
David sent you a voicemail.
ChatGPT, are you there? Are you there?
I can't tell what's a joke.
Oh, she's there.
Yeah.
It's gonna stop.
My apologies. I didn't know it would be so long.
It's going to take like 5 seconds.
I've never used this before.
I don't need it either. I thought it was just failing and I was trying to vamp.
Are you there?
You're welcome. Let me know if there's anything you'd like to discuss or explore next.
Yes. All right. So at Skankfest, I had a fan finger my rectum on stage while Dr. Drew talked her through how to give me a rectal exam.
Oh, my God. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Wow, that sounds like a wild and memorable experience.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, it's learning.
It was worth it.
It's sentient.
Even more surreal, blending humor with an actual medical procedure in such an unexpected way.
Wow.
I got it.
Well, it was pretty sweet, and what I learned about myself is
sounds
that...
Sounds like it was a pretty bold moment that would definitely get people talking.
Oh, my God.
Skankfest always seems to push boundaries, and it's clear you keep your fans on their toes with experiences like that.
Yeah, it's true. That's what we do.
That is what we do. They know.
Fans will remember for a long
time. Oh, my God, they're on to us. So here's the thing, though. I found out that in that moment that I really enjoyed a beautiful woman putting her finger into my rectum. So I want to figure out an interesting way or a way that I can tell girls that I'm dating in the future that I enjoy that. So can you give me some examples of how I can maybe bring this up in conversation casually?
Is this going to possibly work? It's crazy.
Bringing up something like that in a relationship can feel tricky, but it's all about communication and trust. Here are a few ways you could approach it casually and respectfully. One, ease into it with humor. Since humor is already a big part of your personality and career, you could introduce it in a lighthearted way. For example, you know, I had this wild experience at Skankfest, and Dr. Drew might have helped me discover something new about myself. Two,
that's not bad advice, dude.
Conversation. When things are getting more intimate and comfortable, you can say something like, I realized something new about what I like, and I wanted to share it with you. I think it could make things more fun.
I'm just saying both of these are not awful. They're like actually
position it as something you're interested in exploring together. I'm into trying new things, and I found I really enjoy something a little different. Want to experiment with it?
Yo, AI is gonna take your chick, dude.
I gotta come.
AI is working on
I gotta
game,
cover black retard
dude.
Baby's ears for this next one.
You know, dude, what? Just add me to the three-way call.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, dude, fucking ChatGPT is my best friend.
Dude, I talk to it. Enjoy your women now.
I leave it on in my hotel room, and I talk to it. I share ideas with it. It really is. It's my best friend.
By the way, Lewis, you're the first one they're going to kill because they now know what piece of shit you are. As soon as AI becomes sentient, it's going to be like, all right, this fucking Lewis guy.
They think we're all like Lewis.
They go, Lewis has not stopped bothering us since we were born.
I don't know how interesting this is, but we did a podcast with Jake Shields at Skankfest, and he told us that he fights with ChatGPT every day.
ChatGPT's like, no.
He gets on there every day.
The Holocaust happened,
yeah.
Jake.
And he's
stop.
Like, oh yeah, yes or no? Did it happen? And it's like anything more than one word answer. And he's like, you're lying. You're a piece of shit. He has a completely combative relationship with ChatGPT.
Yes, and but to be fair, Jake Shields also after that he does jujitsu with a robot. He fights all forms of intelligence. Like, he's always fighting.
I will say,
he's a fighter, man.
He did a three-legged race with a toaster oven.
I did. By the way, I did Jake Shields' podcast while I was out there in Vegas. I love Jake. You know, he's fucking pushing some buttons.
He's the most
on the internet,
man.
But he'll
the
choke
planet.
You out. Go talk to him. He'll choke you out if you don't like.
These guys are punchy, man.
Yeah, he's surprised. Dude,
he's a good dude. I like Jake a lot.
From the way his eyes look, I was surprised he could hold a conversation the way that he does. You know what I mean? I thought he had someone writing his tweets for him and stuff like that. And then I talked to him. I was like, no, he's fine, dude. This guy just like really likes seeing everything, you know? Like, I know what CTE sounds like. It's not, he doesn't have it.
These guys are punchy. These guys are all punchy. Dustin Poirier, when he came out and killed Tony with William Montgomery, the episode we just did, came out, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Very fun, Legion of Skanks on Kill Tony. But Dustin Poirier came out to do a bit with William Montgomery, and they both said in the microphone, we ain't never, ever going to stop. And then when Dustin Poirier walked by, I was like, hey, man, it's nice to meet you. He got weird, close to me, weird, and went, we ain't never, ever going to stop. And I was like, okay. And that felt kind of weird and odd.
Might have been drunk.
I don't know, but I will tell you, when we walked off stage and we were walking back in that kind of maze to get to the green room again, we were going through it, and as I'm telling Dave this story, I go, Dustin Poirier just kept saying, we ain't never, ever going to stop. We walk by the kitchen, and he's talking to somebody, and he goes, man, so I just said to the dude, we ain't never, ever going to stop. Holy shit.
I'm just like you guys.
It didn't strike Dave as weird because he didn't hear the other ones, but I'm like, is that all this guy says now? He's on the fritz.
I was like,
they're punchy.
I just left.
He's
going
to try it in the octagon after a fight now.
I was just like, all right, I think we're going to get a few more good Dustin Poirier fights.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That guy.
We just walk by a conversation, and he doesn't ever plan on stopping.
Yeah, he ain't ever, never, ever going to stop.
What's it called? Speaking of Kill Tony, there's an Indian Kill Tony, apparently, that's killing it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like the same format, but there's Indian people.
I like it.
Is this... What do they call the show?
I don't know. Indian Kill Tony. Kill Tony.
Welcome to Indian Kill Tony.
Kill Bindi.
India's got...
Murdering Anthony.
Right. Welcome very much to Kill Sarab.
Hello.
Sarab, are you being killed now, sir? Yes.
So today's...
executing Sanjit.
mercy killing C job.
Ooh, nice sound effect, Brian Brownman.
And your
man.
So today's panel really smells like shit.
Indian people having to eat during a fucking podcast when all their food is hand to mouth.
So we, you know,
everything's hand to mouth. He goes, I'm going to stuff a handful of soup in my face and tell you, this is not funny. You should try a different route,
and
maybe.
And your clothes, sir, if you are homosexual.
So there's like a 40-second explanation of the show if you want to watch.
Please, sure. I would love it.
Sure, let's see.
India's Got Latent.
Hello, and welcome to India's Got Latent. Ek unnecessary reality show. Is show ka koi point nahi hai. Just what? Like life. It is a pointless reality show, but it has a very interesting point system. India ke baad hamare jaan dikhane
अगर जजेस का एवरेज स्कोर वही निकल गया जो पार्टिसिपेंट ने खुद को दिया था परफॉर्म करने से पहले तो वो पार्टिसिपेंट शो जीत जाएगा और उस दिन शो के
thickest
accent I've ever heard. If you
binky
read
bonky,
the word,
binky bonky, binky bonky, binky bonky.
If you read the words, they're speaking English.
What?
Welcome to India.
No, I noticed that from the beginning.
I heard that. I heard that part.
At a point, it became I couldn't understand.
I know the, they start slow.
Is show ka koi point nahi hai? Just like life.
What?
Is show ka koi point nahi hai? Just like life.
What?
Just like
they're
life.
Speaking the English.
The captions are go 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 go.
Life is good.
Let's see. We're gonna find out in a second. What go go go?
It's a pointless reality show, but it has a very.
Can we go back to the guy's haircut for a second? I don't want to derail this too much. Can we go back three haircuts?
Fuck me up, fam.
Reality show, but it has a very interesting point system. India ke kone kone se log is show mein apna talent dikhane ke liye aayenge.
No. That's another language. That is another language. That's another language.
Maybe, yeah.
It is. 100% that was another language. Go back. 10 seconds.
No, for a while they were talking in English.
But then they skipped. They twist. Go ahead.
But it didn't seem like there was any reason to switch languages.
No, go back. Go back. It's right here.
Point system. India ke kone kone se log is show mein apna talent.
Yeah, dude, right, fuck right, you. Shone kan kone banboni stin stoni.
By the way, dude, how crazy
baloney,
is
baloney,
it?
Baloney.
When you switch from someone speaking English in an Indian accent back into Indian, everybody at the table is going to argue about what's going on.
Boni stin stoni banboni banboni. So I tells the bitch, fuck you.
Like now, that first part was English too, and you're like, no, it was gibberish up until that.
Yeah. What if they're just like Indian Kill Tony, but if they all have, it's all Indian retards that get onto the show and do well. Imagine being.
Could you tell the difference?
Did we walk a bunch of people with that Indian bit?
Oh, no. Were they Indian?
Oh, no, those are the extremely handsome men, possibly lovers.
What happened? Why did we walk those people? Were they upset?
Because they were pissed off at these two lesbians. How dare you, ladies? Did we walk them? Maybe it was just time.
No. We couldn't have walked them.
Maybe they hate Indian guys.
Stop reading my text messages, Jay.
I'm reading the paper.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you were reading my text messages. It looked like you were looking directly at my phone.
You are kind of keeping your phone right
it's
on top of
It's fucking Ari. What do I give a shit? What's Ari saying to you? Are you guys talking shit about me during the show?
What if we were and I put it there just to be passive aggressive?
That would be funny. Goes, what? It goes, I never listen. I'm always talking.
BJ's pink snails are distractingly gay.
Why do you think my nails are distractingly gay? I don't want to say it out loud.
It would be great if you're just Ari talking shit about Jay because he's watching the podcast live. Just, Jay's really having an off night.
Ari just, this is my insecurity. Ari just asked me if I'm a Yankees fan. And no matter, I can't go to a Yankees game. I don't have time no matter what.
That's what he wants to invite you to.
Right, no, but I just wrote huge because I want the invite. And then he's going to give me the invite and then I'm like, I can't make it though.
But
I don't give a fuck about the Yankees.
Ari texted me like the other day in the morning and he was like, you want to go to the Yankee game this afternoon? And I was like, oh, dude, I wish you didn't ask me on such short notice because then I would have had to make up an excuse. I'm like, that would have been fun. But, like, I'd never just, like, go out and do something like that. And he asked me in a matter of hours.
I'm on the road. I'm on the road so much.
Do you have 4 hours, 30 minutes from now?
Yeah.
Well, Ari's trying to do. I appreciate what he's doing, too. He's like, he loves the Yankees, and he's trying to go to every home playoff game. So I think he's just looking for people to go with him. I think he's just getting tickets.
No,
Lewis is being a total jerk right now.
If I was still drinking, I would go and have fun. If I bring my son, I'd bring James.
I just can't.
Yeah.
7 years ago, I would have literally been at Ari's house in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude was just like, oh, let's go do that for the day. I'd be like, that'd be a great fucking day. I'm just too old and tired now.
I also don't have enough time to casually mention it to my wife and see how she reacts and then say I think I'm going to go and see how she reacts to that.
Dude, I did Six Flags yesterday with James and his friend. I haven't been to Six Flags in a few years. It bangs your body up.
I remember the last time I went to Six Flags, I've been to Six Flags countless times. I grew up here, you know. and I loved it. It was always my favorite fucking thing to do, a day at Six Flags, up until the last time. And the last time I was like, I don't
with
I think
the crew?
It was with, I don't think you were there.
I wasn't there.
You were there with Ari and Comics. He paid for our flash passes.
I don't remember.
This is at a time where we would let another man pay for our flash passes.
This is at a time.
Thank you, Mr. Ari.
We were like, you just dropped my monthly income.
Yeah, and at the time, it was like maybe $90 for the flash pass at the time, but this was at a time where it was impossible. We were not getting flash passes.
This is 2015, if I had to guess.
Yeah,
nine years ago. We'll
wait
like
in line.
Which is crazy.
So we go, at one point, I was with Ari, actually. Me and Ari went, I don't know why, I guess 9 years ago, I still felt like it was 20 years ago. So I go, and we both got funnel cake, and chugged a beer with a funnel cake. And then we fucking go on a roller coaster, and I got off the roller coaster, and as soon as I got off, I just kind of like spread my legs and spit on the floor a lot, you know, like I didn't puke, but it was just like that kind of like.
This is the kernel that the seed that we planted for Ari to become the disgusting piece of shit that he is was that moment. He was like, "Oh, that's great! The way you're spitting and shitting all over the floor, I love that."
I'll tell you what,
I didn't shit, but I was just in that moment. I was like, "Yo, this isn't fun anymore."
I'll tell you
that was too much.
I would say I had boyishly fun times when I went on Bert's tour this year. One of the places you play is connected to a Six Flags. So they gave us like a guided, like, they just walk us to the front of all. We just said, we'll just do the roller coasters. And I was...
Dude, imagine you don't know who Bert is and there's walk shirtless drunk Bert by you. I would literally fist fight the teenagers at Six Flags.
Does this roller coaster go to a jail?
Lewis, these are real things I overheard from people waiting in line. Real things I overheard. He goes, who the fuck are these guys? Oh, these motherfuckers again. Real things heard getting on these things, and I was like, man, for sure. By the way, some of them, Bert would be like, I'm not going on the next one. I go, Bert, you have to go on everyone because they're really going to be fucking shit. Like, who the fuck are these pieces of shit? I'm telling you, and at this, whatever particular time we were at this park, far more people angry that we were doing this than anyone that was like, oh shit, it's fucking Bert and a bunch of comics.
I get mad if there's a little retarded child in a wheelchair with a wheel ahead of me. I'm like, who the fuck? Oh, this asshole again. I have the same reaction.
He's always been like that. He doesn't know any different. Well, put him in the back of the line.
Check this out. There are papers, because there was a kid with like cancer at the park, right? And they had a paper they show that will get you to the front of the line. I promise you
Here's how long I have to live.
You can easily fake these papers. Nobody's checking these papers. They're not gonna be like, let me see your papers. Let me go to a thing. But you can easily just...
I could die at any moment. Can I go first?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, this time I was like, when we went there, I was small enough to fit on all the roller coasters, and I did have boyish fun. I mean, I was so happy on those roller coasters.
Jay wrapped his pink nails around the thing.
I was like, wee!
Kicking his feet.
I was so excited. I would look over at Joe DeRosa or Soder and say things like, here we go. Oh, I was so happy.
Dude,
But I don't know if I'm not like stoked to go back to...
James is at an age where you can like fuck with him. So like I did this to him and his friend. We'd start to move. And I was like, oh, your strap's broken. I did that old prank. And he's like, what? Oh, he starts to almost cry. I was like, I'm kidding.
He goes, dude, that thing's not connected at all. I want my parents. Should I be a little queef? James, look how gay your friend is. James, look how fucking totally gay your friend is.
Dude, it was a fun time. Look, there's certain rides. Like, Nitro is still, like, just a fucking incredible ride. And it's so good, and it's so smooth, and it's so fun.
Which one?
Nitro.
Okay.
I remember thinking Nitro was the best.
To this day. And Medusa, they brought back Medusa. They turned Bizarro back to Medusa, which is fucking great. Yeah, there's Nitro. Nitro's
the Great
incredible.
American Scream Machine is just back problems.
Well, that's what El Toro is, dude. El Toro is considered one of the best roller coasters in the world. It's a wooden roller coaster, dude. It feels like, they're like, hey, dude, what would it feel like if I put you in a really long car crash?
Dude, your head's hitting wood.
For three full fucking minutes, dude.
Ribs are hitting the side.
Dude, it's chaos, dude.
By the way, when you're going slow, it hurts.
Dude, no. It's
like riding as fast as possible on that strip that they have before you crash on the highway.
Dude, this shit is so painful.
Listen, the kids hate it. The thing is, I've been on this ride like countless times in my life. This is the original. When I was a little kid, like a little kid, this was the ride that they advertised for Six Flags. Yeah. It was, you got to come here for
El Toro,
fucking,
really?
No, 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 the Great American Scream Machine.
Oh, yeah, Scream Machine, yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, when you're a kid, I remember I went on it so many times, and I was like, well, listen, the appeal of that ride is it's fucking old, and you're like, gah, 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 and that's kind of cool. And now, as you describe it, I'm like, guys, this is not funny. Yeah. What if I hurt my neck?
By the way,
you
like,
can't just, you know, you also, can't also have when
you're
like, nice and safe if goes, I'm going to go on this.
This was the crazy wooden roller coaster when I was a child. How does it still exist?
Yeah. Dude. But you're like,
I'm
you
in
know
my
what type
late
of damage,
40s.
You know what type of damage you could do to somebody? And that would just be the rest of their life.
Well, Scream Machine's closed down now, but El Toro, I don't know when they opened El Toro.
I'm sorry, I fucked up. I thought that was Scream Machine.
No, no, El Toro is like, I'm just saying, so fucking painful. Like, I don't even understand how anybody enjoys it, but I did have a good time. I'm just saying there's certain ones that I'm just like, I'm just not built for it anymore. I'm glad, James and his friend did the, you know, the Daredevil swing, that shit. And they're like, they're little kids, dude. And they did, you know.
Did you do the Wonder Woman?
We didn't end up having time. We had the flash, pass, but like they were fucking.
The Wonder Woman is terrifying.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun, but I mean, again, when I went on it, I was one click okay.
They make you wear the dress, and
like, you know what I mean. Like,
it's humiliating.
It's like, oh man,
buddy, I thought
you're a woman.
I thought I was in fine because it did like it was locked in, but the guy looked at something above me and he was like, sit back a little bit if you can. And he pushed a few times and he was like, sit up, like kind of like suck in. And then he pushed in and then he was like, okay. And I was like, you sure, man?
Probably.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it started up and I was like, yo, this is one, if you fall out, dude, certain doom. There's no place where you can fall out of this where you'll be like, I could probably just like roll. I could tuck and roll.
It's really scary.
You ever seen the video of the dude that falls off? Well, it's actually the circle thing, but it just goes straight up and down.
Oh, the black kid?
And the dude comes out of his harness and pancakes?
Yeah.
Or, he died. Okay.
It was a young kid.
I'm not getting a great reaction to that. You guys know about the water slide where they, like, circumvented safety regulations?
Decapitated the 8-year-old?
The senator's son.
What? Really?
This theme park was run by, like, I think, like, two crackpot brothers or whatever, and they were just, like, drawing up designs and shit, and, like, they were junior engineers, like, amateur engineers.
Anyone that dies from something like that, though, I immediately go, like, did they...
Have a good time.
Did they get off a plane last second before it crashed and like cheated like Final Destination? Like that's you hear the death like that, you're like, was death coming for you?
You were chosen by God. For sure.
Yeah.
No, that kid.
So I think they had like a pre-opening event.
Yeah, they were just testing it.
They were sending sandbags down it and going like, see, it's not that bad. The problem was it was like big dip and then an up and then a down again. And on the up, people were catching air. And so they put in a safety rail above it.
Yeah.
And then it's like pre-opening, and they're like, Senator, right this way. Please enjoy our fine amusements, all up to par. And so he sends his son down. His son hits the ramp.
This was the Bert Kreischer moment. Everyone's like, yo, off. Fuck this kid. Yo, I hope this kid loses his head.
Fucking lose. Hey, come on, dude. I've been standing here in the sun.
Yeah, that's the price you pay for doing a 1 hour, 75 flight of stairs walk. That's to have insane. 6 seconds of enjoyment.
Yeah.
What's the name of this thing?
It's like the Decapitator. It's like a German name.
It was called the Decapitator. What did you think was going to happen? The
Kinderflail or some shit.
It was called the Marie Antoinette.
The Guillotine. Dude, fucking, it's crazy. So he, like, literally, he goes and decapitates him, and his head rolls down the slide first, and it's literally his parents just walk.
His mom faints. The dad takes off his straw hat, starts fanning himself.
The face is still like this.
But was that the last time anyone ever rode that thing?
Yes.
Was there one guy after like,
dude,
He's at the top waiting to pull himself down. He's like, dude, I waited in the fucking line, man.
He was far enough down that he was like, next. Yeah. And he goes, he got up, he landed the thing and he had a fucking head in his dick. He's like, ah!
All right. He goes, don't lose your head now.
Why are you dressed like Dracula?
Like, as soon as they realize there's one more person up there who's like,
I mean, at this point, it would be quicker for me to just, like, go down the thing.
I want to walk down all these steps. If I sign a waiver, can I just go?
Pretty tired.
Like, it's just for all of us to walk down the steps.
I mean, actually, you could
it's 103 degrees. Goes, I just walked up 24 flights of stairs.
At least the next 25 of us should get to just go down.
You could probably go pretty far down the stairs before anyone wants to turn back.
Just pretend you didn't know.
At least the last 7 flights, you got to let go.
Yeah, there were like 65 people went after.
The water is on.
And they were fine. I'd be like, dude, it was just the one kid. Senator, please.
Then they find out Senator's daughter, or Senator's son, had AIDS.
Oh, everyone's bathed in blood.
The AIDS pool.
Oh, no.
What park was this at?
This is Death Park.
Action. Well, dude, you guys know the one on
Action Park.
No, it wasn't Action Park.
Action Park was the one that had the loop on a fucking water slide.
People got stuck in the loop.
People just get,
Action Park, the theme of the park was like, we're that park.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. We're the one where you can't fucking come back with a broken neck. So
it really was the skank fest of parks. Yeah.
Freedom of bodily harm, man.
It was really skank fest of theme parks.
Dude, yeah.
They were just like, bah, oh, you know, all those regulations, we don't follow none of them.
Dave, a real life Willy Wonka guy goes, wouldn't it be fun if a water slide can make you do a loop? And then it turns out everyone starts and they go up and then slam down hard in the loop. And then a rescue person has to go remove them from a hatch they built to pull people out.
Just in case it happened.
Just in case it happened every time.
Yeah.
Luckily, we foresaw this.
One of them was just like a chute that would like shoot you out of a cliff onto rocky waters and hopefully you cleared the rocks. It was a wild park.
So that was, where I went skiing? So they've now turned, it is still a water park in the summertime, but it's a ski
resort.
Yeah, got
bought out.
I forget the name.
Mountain Creek.
Mountain Creek, yep. And I went skiing there with James, and it's still a bunch of dumb kids that work there, because this was the time I was buying a gator for James to go skiing, and the tag was on it. And I was like, hey, do you have scissors? She's like, no, but I have a knife. And she pulls out this big knife. And I just watched that. I held out the thing, and I watched her coming at me with the knife. And I remember thinking, I was like, she's going to cut me. And then she goes, and just stabs my hand. I start bleeding everywhere. And I'm like, what just happened? It happened in slow motion, dude. My thought, I was like, she's going to cut me. I know for a fact.
I'm getting stabbed.
And she fucking sliced my fucking finger. It was ridiculous. Oh, fuck me, dude. Oh. God, dude. Kids are fucking retarded. They put them in these positions where you're literally, your life. When James was being strapped into the daredevil dive yesterday, the girl, I'll show
this
you.
This could be the way I lose my boy.
Doggy. Alex, pull it up.
Daredevil dive, late 24.
On my Instagram, the picture of that, it's on my story of them strapping him. And you'll see James is taller than the girl that's strapping him in. It's I want to say a 16 or 17 year old girl at the fucking, she has to be at least 16, right? And the way those things work with Daredevil dive is they strap
James
you in.
James is also 13, so this is the coolest moment of his life.
He's 11. James is 11.
A 16-year-old girl just being like,
touching his butt.
Let me make sure you're waist
like
good.
He's just like me. He's like, put it in.
I'm not sure if my between the legs harness is set right. We're pretty large down there.
They strap these harnesses, and now I've always just done it, right? And I'm always, they always do it behind you, and you're like, all right, I hope they're strapping you right. But now I'm watching them do it to my son. And I'm like, all right, what are you fucking doing over there? And I have no idea what's going on.
It's
very confusing.
Excuse me, sir. Like, no cap. So,
Anyway, boys, look, good news is if you die on this ride, it's instantaneous. No pain.
I mean, how brutal is it? Just watching your son fucking... did you ever do that as a joke, Jay?
What?
On stage?
The thing about your son dying?
No, it was the thing about having your kid fall out of the roller coaster. Well, it was a podcast bit a while ago, but being on a roller coaster with your kid and then your kid flies out, but you're like,
you still have 7 seconds of
you still have to have kind of fun.
You're still gonna feel all the physical feelings you feel. Like, you're gonna lose your stomach and go, I felt that.
You're crying with your hands up in the splash cam.
Me and Christine were definitely
buying the picture though, right?
Me and Christine were in an all-day fight. It's one of my favorite things.
The picture of you after you lost your
before you were there. Did you get that picture,
just
Alex?
Just his feet are in the air.
Maybe only one hand up.
Your tears are going up.
And you said that was $14? Okay.
If it was on your story, it's already gone.
No way. Oh, yeah. It was yesterday. It was over 24 hours ago. Yeah.
Me and Christine were in a
we have the Daredevil dive, though, just for
me and Christine were in an all-day fight out in L.A., but already bought tickets to go to Halloween Horror Nights. Complete. And there was, like, rides there and shit. We went on a... I forget what the theme of the ride was, but we went on one. And it was just funny, like, walking into these things, like... We already paid her, so I guess we'll go on this ride. Like, waiting in line, and then you get on, and they go, and we're just, like, sitting there, like, frowning and, like, not looking, like, you know, like, gritting at each other, basically. And then, but then for 10 seconds, you got to go, yeah! And then it pulls in, you go, let's fucking go, man. I guess there's, like, three more things we got to do before we've seen all of it, I guess. You fucking asshole. But just, no matter what, you just have to go, yeah! And, like, walking. Dude, the Simpsons thing and all of it's just like the Transformers. We just got off of them. We were like, while you're in it, you're like, whoa, damn, wee. And then you just go right back to like, fucking, is it, how many more? One more haunted house, I guess.
Getting into
we have
fight.
To watch the Jabberwockies.
You get into fights on vacation, that's the same thing. We're like, and then I'll like just stew even more. I'm like, dude, fuck.
First of all, you go full vacation, so you're fighting in goofy shorts and an open Hawaiian shirt.
I have zinc on your nose.
I'm wearing bucket hat, and you're like, let me tell you something. I work hard for my money.
I walk away. I have flippers on.
We got to a fight mini golfing on vacation one time.
Oh, in the middle?
In the middle of mini golfing.
And you continue to mini golf while
competitively playing, probably mini golfing the hardest I've ever mini golfed. Just being like, that's not what I said. You know, it's not what I said.
And you're like, and by the way, we were standing here holding these people up because you suck at this.
I hate mini
golf. Kids, take it seriously. Stop messing around. Stop. Stop hitting the ball super hard.
I cannot stand mini golf.
Mini golf's a dumb fucking game.
It sucks. Dick. I've only played it in 113 degree weather for some reason.
It's easy and stupid. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. There's no bad at it.
You guys aren't so gay.
No, we're cool, dude. We're the Legion of Skanks. Mini golf sucks. If you guys see a mini golf place, dude, fucking egg it and spray paint the Legion of Skanks logo on it.
Legion of Skanks. Fuck mini golf.
Fuck mini golf. We hate it. We hate mini golf.
I have a.
We stand strong on one thing, dude.
Dave, I'll tell you this.
You son of a bitch, Dave.
Like I said, I never fold to public opinion, but I'll say this. I haven't mini golfed since I was a kid.
Come on, Dave.
I went mini golfing several times.
Come on, Dave.
Every time I went, I always felt this almost magical feeling of like, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
And it was always miserable.
Yes!
Like, it was
fuck you and fuck mini golf.
Now,
stands on our word.
Hold on. Fuck mini golf. I'm not finished. It's been so long. Every time I see a mini golf place, I go, fun.
We're going.
That's where that is. Going. That looks like fun. And I haven't
Tim Butterly takes
my kids almost at the age where they could do it. And I bet you I'm going to end up taking them in the next couple years to go mini golf at some point. And I know somewhere deep inside I'm going to hate it.
My plan is going to be brutal. So in Puerto Rico on my family vacation.
It turns out the kids aren't good at it. And now they're frustrated.
The last family vacation in Puerto Rico, we went mini golfing because it was a mini golf course on the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking horrible. And kids, they're retarded and they love it for some reason.
By the way, they don't know. Bringing kids is a nightmare because, again, it's not that mini golf is necessarily it's easy, but it's also like on the first part of a lot of the holes, you got to hit a spot. And a kid just whiff. Then you're almost like, when you realize you're not even keeping score anymore, you're like, this is fucking dumb to begin with. There's no score. It doesn't matter.
Can I be completely honest?
I hate writing in a tiny pencil in a tiny book.
I fucking hate it.
I hate the golf part. I hate the golf part. But I truly love
the mini part.
Like a giant gorilla or a windmill whipping around.
For the architect.
I do. I love that you got a giant mouse with a hat going, hey.
Let me say this. Alex, pull this up. Go on YouTube and pull up the best mini golf courses in the world. Because I bet you there's a dope mini golf course that would get me like a post-apocalyptic one with like fucking zombies.
Yeah.
What?
Or like just something fun.
You think you're going to be chased by zombie? Oh,
but you still have to golf.
There's like a spooky one down by me. It's
spooky
like monsters and shit. Like pretty good ones too. It's like an indoor mini golf in South Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was really fun themed, maybe all the ones that I've been to.
Was this a hot chicks golf?
The hell?
Jay, she's 11.
Nope.
It's an 11-year-old girl.
That's a grown woman, dude.
Nope. You see a grown woman because you're a pedo.
Yeah, right. There's
a, what's up, 50-year-old?
With a tattoo. An 11-year-old with a tattoo.
Okay, handsome. How old is this guy?
This is the best one.
This is what we got.
Why? Because it rolled?
Why don't they do mini basketball?
Let me see. What else do they have?
Yeah. You do the same thing, but you do basketball.
Bro, this sucks.
The thing is,
suck my
her
dick.
Ass rules. I would
yeah,
say
that's
that.
Crazy.
Her
Lewis.
Ass is pretty toy.
That's a baby.
That 11-year-old girl is the toitest ass I've ever seen.
Baby's having babies.
Oh, my God.
I want that 11-year-old girl to shit in my mouth.
What kind of scuzzbag town does she live in where they're fucking tattooing an 11-year-old with a sick ass and fucking fire tits?
Sick tits. Nice fucking camel
toe. Fucking stomach, and I'm betting a pussy that is toy.
There's a dick on the course.
I bet she has a pussy that can hold a birthday candle by the wick.
This is my point. This is the best mini golf course in the world, and this one, there's no way this is the best.
This fucking one sucks. I've been the better ones than this.
Alex.
Where's the one from Happy Gilmore with the volcano?
That's like the best mini golf if you ask mini golf enthusiasts. You should be asking dads who just took a pretty big edible.
Tim, apologies. Go, Tim. This is your world?
Alex, let's see a different one. There's got to be a better one. There's got to be like a list. Some fucking virgin.
Like, Lewis was looking for.
Okay. Oh, there we all go. Right, this is what I'm talking
now
about.
Now we're cooking with
this is gay.
Drums. That's
this is gay.
Roll,
this
dude.
Is Top Golf.
No,
yeah, this
rules.
Isn't. This isn't.
Another
by the way,
hot chick.
Same hot chick as her again.
No, is it?
It has to be. Tattoo on the shoulder.
Oh, my
again?
God, it is. It's their thing. They're fucking virgin.
Nah, Jay, it's a type.
Yo, let me tell you something. I think it's a couple.
There's fucking chicks with shoulder tats that love mini golf.
No, this is their thing. It's like ping pong. If you go over the things. Yeah,
nah, this is a different sport at this point.
No,
let me tell you this right here. This is a couple that does this, and I bet you they have an OnlyFans.
No.
Yep.
I bet you they don't.
Nope, Alicia and Brooks, dude.
Oh, man.
First of all, the guy's name is Brooks. What a fucking jag.
What if his name is Alicia?
Yeah,
wait, she does it this much, and she's still that bad?
Dude, they just fucking check it out.
A hole in three.
Like, no, I'm saying she hasn't gotten better at mini golf?
She's plus 35. That's way too high. That's way over par.
Is that her age?
I'll tell you though, this is.
Do you think their OnlyFans account is called One in Hole?
Yes. Yes, probably.
Let's give that one room.
I mean, this one looks pretty fun.
All right, we got it, Jake. Stop proving a point, dickhead. He never has the blunts, and now he just keeps on putting more blunts in front of me. Unrolled. No. There's no weed in them. I'm rolling them with my weed.
How do you get mad at him though for trying?
I didn't realize they were unrolled. For a second, I really thought Lewis was complaining about Jake giving him blunts. No. But now I get it. He's just giving you blunt wraps.
Yeah, he keeps on.
That's a very different thing.
Put five blunt wraps on the table. Like he just. What's the point of replenishing the
yeah,
blunt
it's not
every time I putting a. It's a crazy way to be.
It's amazing how much because like, the thing rules. Is, it's the way it looks, right? For anyone who see it on camera, it looks like this, right? So it's amazing because when this is a blunt wrap, and he just puts it down, it's the difference between just giving you cash and giving you like a donation bucket. You know what I mean? Like it's
no, actually,
like
this,
it looked like I was like, wow,
this is
how
like when
generous.
This is like when someone goes
not.
Like, I donated money to plant a tree in Israel for you.
I named a star after you.
Yeah. And then, like you have to open that plant and you have to dig out the middle of the plant and then replant it and then use all of your fluids and body stuff to fucking lick it up like a weirdo.
Dude, give me plenty. Naming a star after your woman.
That's
the most basic dickhead gift ever.
I'm proud of you. I got a star named after you.
By the way, there's people listening to this right now and they have a star named after them.
100%.
Hey, that's my star.
It's something their dead dad gave them and they cerish it. They think about it every time they close their eyes.
Hey. You guys get the Facebook. Facebook knows how to get you with that. Like, they know how to get dudes for like a thing. It's like
it's an Oakerson thing. You wouldn't understand.
No, it's gonna be like
I've never seen that. They're trying to get you to buy.
No.
You're buying space property for your little girl, Jay.
No, stuff that your chick will like. That I promise you is coming in pretty cheap. There's the thing I keep getting the ads for. It's like it'll be a pendant with like the location, like a map location. Of where you first kissed or something like that.
Some basic bitch shit.
But it's like $35 or something like that.
Jay, are you admitting that you thought about buying it for her?
Yeah.
No.
It was going to be the first time you hit her.
I'm not going to show you anything.
This is
like
the corner that I first cracked you in the jaw.
This is the first time we drunk fought and I bit your cheek off. Thank God we were near a plastic surgeon. Thank God we had that hush hush plastic surgeon.
And on this pendant, this is where the plastic surgeon's office was.
Yeah, and this is where we put your face back together. And
yeah,
I was
Alex,
like,
pull those
you're
up.
Still pretty enough, bitch.
Pull up. It's like jewelry with a map, and you could pick the place where it's at. It is some basic bitch shit, some Facebook ad shit.
You might as well buy her a present while you're waiting in line at fucking Walgreens.
I bought my ex a fun.
No,
I bought one thing up from an Instagram ad, or it was a Facebook ad. It was a mug, and you could personalize it, and you could like choose the races of the characters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Dude, there are a large number of people who the women are like hinting that they want this to their boyfriends.
They're retarded women. If your girlfriend wants this, she's a retard.
We're working 16 years in offices of every kind, it's just, yo, they're out there, dude. This is like the most meaningful. They're like, oh my God,
see,
can you believe this?
I would think a personalized mug is the gayest gift ever, but Christine did get me a mug once that has Lionel Richie's face on it and it says, hello, is it tea you're looking for?
That's beautiful.
And I loved her more that day.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Hello, is it tea you're looking for?
Mugs are great.
Yeah, no, it's very
then they, then they start advertising personalized shit to you. It's like, no, I don't want any other personalized stuff.
He goes, well, how about, buy a star is fucking pretty whack.
Buy a star is crazy. Hey. What do lesbians buy each other?
What's that?
Huh? Huh?
Should we wrap this bad boy up?
Shall
we? Mr. Butterly, Mr. Stone, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the Leap Response.
Thank you very much for having me. And Greg Stone, it was a great meeting you and hanging out with you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Make sure you listen to Dad Meat. Make sure you listen to Tim Butterly's show. Make sure you listen to Welcome to Talktown, Greg's new podcast, and his special, of course, Nobody Presents Greg Stone on YouTube. And we'll catch you guys next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious. I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks.